Indeed, it is that time to take a look at developments on the market. It's mostly red apart from gold and resources, ending the day up in the green, while the all-share financials, industrials and the top 40 end the day down. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Makwe Masilela, joins us as usual on a Thursday. Good evening, Makwe.
Evening, 11 to 11.
Talk us through the day's market developments.
Another interesting day, you know, to think that yesterday we ended the day 0.75% down. Same story today, 0.7%, 75% down, and only and mainly at the back of Naspers. And why Naspers? You know, remember in China they came with the new rules since last week, you know, trying to cap or deal with this whole thing of leverage, you know, so liquidity issues in China. So that's the market in China. And then it's actually all their stocks. And we know that Naspers is pulled through that market because China.
We seem to be struggling there with that line, Makwe, just a little bit. You are picking up from the effects of the developments that are happening in China?
Yes, because of the Naspers at the day 4% down, and then as a result, the Naspers itself, given that it accounts for almost 15% of our market, put our market down. But you see the other rent edges, the likes of your Richmond, stuff like that, because of the open markets, which were more stable, they were just okay for the day. So mainly is at the back of what happened to Naspers. And also our retailers start to help us, and maybe it's at the back of the specials or discounts that people will be getting into tomorrow when they go on the Black Friday. They were doing okay, the likes of 2S and the day over 3%. And some of the build that kind of stocks, you know, the likes of Italite as well, they were doing okay. And another stock which was very remarkable was the Net1. And they paid almost 14% up, mainly because they said they're going to start entering the cryptocurrency market. So I think people like that, and it ended the day almost 14% up. And then, yes, what was the interest rate decision, there were no many surprises out of that because the market was kind of expecting that. So it was kind of baked into the whole thing, and hence the rent continued to be within range. But the trigger now is what's going to happen tomorrow with the rating agencies. You know, your Moody's, your Standard & Poor's, you know, if one of them downgrades us, then it's a non-event. But if both of them happen to downgrade us, then unfortunately, our bonds will be out of what they call the global a bond index. Mm-hmm. So meaning our asset managers won't be allowed to buy into those bonds. So that took me plus minus 160 to 180 billion rand potentially, which might leave South Africa, and that will be negative for the rand. And as the governor of the Reserve Bank stated as well, you know, we still have headwinds like that, which might be negative for the rand. We still have the ANC conference coming in December, which might be negative for the rand. And we know that a weaker rand is inflationary in nature because it's South Africans who are net importers. So hence, they were reluctant to move when it comes to interest rates. And thinking about interest rates, we just checked the minutes yesterday from the Fed. They were more dovish. Yes, it's penciled in that come December, the guys will definitely move. But the question is next year, will they move as we thought that they have almost three interest rate hikes? Chances are no. Hence, we saw at some point that the dollar was locked down. And PPC, at the back of very good results, managing to increase their headline earnings by almost 8%. Yes, that was within the guidance. I mean, but for the fact that, you know, management efficiency, for the fact that they managed to reduce costs, for the fact that the likes of interest costs are down, that was positive for the stock. Yes, one can safely say it's kind of expensive with a forward P of almost 18. But I think the price will continue to be supported at the back of this whole guys who are trying to buy PPC. So I think at the back of that, the price will still be at elevated levels.
We'll leave it there for this evening. Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Makwe Masilela, with the day's market wrap right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.